Our third speaker, Dr. Jeffrey Morrison, is currently an associate professor of government at Regent University. And this year, he is in Princeton as a James Madison Fellow and a visiting assistant professor of politics. Dr. Morrison is co-editor, along with Daniel Dreisbach, of the Founders on Church and State, and has two other projects currently in press, John Witherspoon and the American Republic, with the University of Notre Dame Press, and the Political Philosophy of George Washington with Johns Hopkins University Press.
Thank you. I've been a guest of the Philadelphia Society many times before, and I'm delighted to have the chance to pay that back with a little work this afternoon. Although apparently it's debatable whether our task here today is to keep a republic, as the title of this panel indicates, or to recover it. People as diverse as Gore Vidal and Ross Lentz, he made this clear this morning, didn't he? Think that the old republic is long gone, and they may be right. But assuming for the sake of argument that we have managed at least to keep a tenuous hold on the old republic, I'm going to share a few ruminations of mine, and I'm afraid they aren't anything weightier than that, about education and particularly about homeschooling and its role or potential role in keeping a republic. First, though, I'd like to share a very brief anecdote about Russell Kirk. It seems almost obligatory that persons speaking to the Philadelphia Society do so. I'm a big fan of reading to children, and consequently, I'm a big foe of television, and so I was a big fan of Russell Kirk. Those of you who have read his memoir know that he had eliminated it from his own home. And the only time that I met Dr. Kirk in Washington, where I was a graduate student, shortly before his death and shortly after the birth of my first child, I got to ask him a question after his lecture. And unlike the other sycophants in line to speak to him, I just wanted to ask him how he had managed to pull this off, to eliminate TV from his home. And so I rehearsed for him the troubles I was having in our home with a particular pressure group, which is my wife, who was resisting my efforts, and he commiserated. And so then he said, actually he barked at me, and he said, "Young man, I can see only one way out of your dilemma. You should hire some unscrupulous person to steal your television." And that was my one and only exchange with Russell Kirk. And I suppose if I had followed his advice, my children would be better educated today. Of course, their parents would be divorced today, which is another set of problems. In 1786, Benjamin Rush, who had been educated at Princeton and at Edinburgh, set down what he called a plan for the establishment of public schools and the diffusion of knowledge, to which are added thoughts upon the mode of education proper in a republic. It was quoted from twice in the prior panel, and fortunately I have some different lines I'd like to emphasize from that. Rush enumerated the reasons why a public school education was beneficial to a republic. One, I quote him, "It is friendly to religion. Two, it is favorable to liberty. Three, it promotes just ideas of laws and government." Close quote. Now, that may have been true in 1786. It probably was no longer true in 1986, and I dare say it's not true today. If it is true, perhaps someone can explain to us just why so many religious, liberty-loving, republic-loving families are taking their children out of the public schools and are educating them at home. Most of the founders, of course, like Rush, had been educated at home before they went to college. Those who did not attend college, like George Washington, who was always sensitive about what he called his, quote, defective education, managed to learn a great deal, especially about how to command the English language, so much so that they look like prodigies compared to today's public high school graduates and even college graduates. And I can testify to this myself. I've had the privilege of being on faculty at three so-called elite institutions, Georgetown, the Air Force Academy, now Princeton, and it's troubling, it's almost frightening to see the level of ignorance in today's students. Not that they aren't bright, but they're appallingly ignorant about some of the most basic facts of world and American history. But I suppose among the founders, Benjamin Franklin is the best example of this sort of autodidactic phenomenon. In his thoughts upon the mode of education proper in a republic, Rush listed a series of principles, as he termed them, that were appropriate to republican education. He placed religion at the head of those principles, and Rush devoted by far the largest amount of space in his essay to explaining just why religion, and especially Christianity, was essential to keeping a republic. Incidentally, although he recommended the religion of Jesus Christ, and he capitalized that, and that I think was alluded to earlier today as well, he also said this, quote, I had rather see the opinions of Confucius or Muhammad inculcated upon our youth than to see them grow up wholly devoid of a system of religious principles, close quote, or with what we would call today, I think, a secular public school education. According to Rush, the Old Testament teaches, quote, the original and natural equality of all mankind, close quote, and the New Testament inculcates all the virtues, self-denial, brotherly kindness, and so forth, that are proper to republican citizenship. He wrapped up the long section on religious education by claiming, quote, that there is no book of its size in the whole world that contains half so much useful knowledge for the government of states or the directions of the affairs of individuals as the Bible, closed quote. Second to religion, Rush wanted to see patriotism, the love of country, inculcated in young men and women. He had a section on the education of Republican women as well in the essay. Today, however, one wonders how a love of country can be encouraged by textbooks that devote more pages to Angela Davis than they do to George Washington. Rush summed up the Republican program he wanted to see taught to include religious, moral, and political instruction, which I'm afraid are woefully lacking in today's public schools. He also wanted to see particular subjects, Greek and Latin, eloquence, history, political economy, what we call today political science, which one imagines might include such obscure facts as the names of the first five presidents of the United States, or the name of the sitting vice president, for that matter, and so on. Again, these subjects are conspicuously absent from current public school curricula, and a homeschool, or certainly a good private school, can correct these deficiencies. Now, these things can be overdone, of course. One thinks of James Mill driving the young John Stuart Mill to an early nervous breakdown by force-feeding him Greek at the age of three or whatever Mill claimed. And homeschooling certainly isn't for everyone. It's not for every family. But on the whole, I think it can address many of the deficiencies of today's public school system, and it may be a way to pass on republican principles to the next generation. Thank you.